adjust your shorts, and prepare yourselves, whether you've got one or not, to get kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is July 17th. It is not hot. I want to start off by saying Arizona's so nice right now. And nobody's reporting on how nice it is. We all just wait until it's 117 in the middle of July, and we say, it's never been as hot before in Arizona. And it's like, yeah, it has. It has. But when it's nice out, and I mean, it's nice. It's not clearing 100 for like 7 days in a row here, because we got these nice storm systems moving in, well, moving across, and then just like devastating Texas and New York and New Jersey and wherever all the floods are. But here it's just nice. So isn't that nice? All right. Well, let's jump into it. We're going CNN first. Trump's victory over PBS and NPR, which is crazy. Like, who wanted a victory over PBS? Remember, that's Sesame Street. We got to get them. Fake news, it's all a hoax. PBS and NPR. So basically they're pulling all the money that they used to give. I think it was $9 billion? It was either $4 billion or $9 billion. Which is, you know, a lot of money. And, I mean, it is a little bit alarming. One of the things that I feel like happens when you're trying to take more from the people and give more to the government is you start deleting transparency. I mean, this is more of the same. I think my mind is fully turned back to what I have thought always and still think is going on. These big boys with their big money, they know some secrets. Some aliens told them some wisdom, or they're running the planet, or the transdimensional beings are whispering in their ears and we don't get to hear it. And they just keep doing shit to stay in control. Maybe the deal is just various forms of slavery. And I do mean not black people, white people, but people. Like, it just seems like the whole of human race is enslaved to whatever grind, quote unquote, is the fashion of the times. The ruling elite say what they want. They manipulate politicians and politics and governing rule of law, and then they get us to do whatever their bidding is. That seems to be it. All right, moving on. The Guardian. But I put this next because we're stripping education, but we're adding $1 trillion for the Pentagon. So, do I need to say anything else about that? I mean, it's obvious. We take from everything and we add to weaponry and Pentagon spending, war machine stuff, because that's the most important thing to America, to humanity. The most important thing is that we have the coolest weapons. Speaking of NPR, Senate panel to vote on federal judge nomination for Emil Bove, who defended Trump. So this is another... this is another guy that is just going to do... It's funny. Whatever they say is the opposite of what is actually happening. It says here, law. Trump's appeal judge nominee says he's no one's henchman. But he does what he'll... then Trump is quoted as saying he'll do what he's told. I mean, I think it says it like right here. Trump posted on social media that Bove would do anything else that is necessary to make America great again. But he's no henchman. He's nobody's henchman. But he will do whatever you tell him to do. It's not credible. Anything, if it's credible, I'll allow it. I wasn't on the list. I'm on the list. I wasn't orange. I'm orange. More of the same. Moving on. C-SPAN. Democrats walk out of Judiciary Committee vote advancing Emil Bove's Third Circuit Court nomination. I wasn't sure what this meant because it reads a couple different ways, but what it ends up meaning is they knew they were going to lose anyway, so they all walked out on the vote. A little little Democratic protest, little congressional protest. Also, Emo Bove, this guy is 44. He's 60. I mean, anybody carrying that much weight is gonna die early. I think he's no one's henchman, though. Okay, moving more Guardian. The first thing, Trump calls Epstein rumors a radical left hoax and condemns MAGA weaklings. I saw him call them stupid. I swear he's one step away from calling everybody gay. Like, this is high school mentality. And he's on the list. He was best friends with the guy for 10 years. It's a hoax. I mean, in terms of life, what was that quote? I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was something like that. In terms of life, moving on, AP. Nationwide protests planned against Trump's immigration crackdown and healthcare cuts. If only we would protest against everything else. How come the only people that protest are the immigrants and white women and elderly? It's because when you affect their lives, then they stand up. Maybe that's really the deal, is they know that as long as they keep the working middle class fed, we won't stand up for anybody else. What was the, I can't remember what the name of the experiment was. It starts with an M. I can't remember it. But it was basically to see, you know, what people would do as long as it wasn't affecting them. Like, most people will walk right by a crime happening. You see these TikTok videos where it's like they do a test crime where a woman is walking with a man who has his hand on her neck. And this is for the video. And the woman's hand touches a stranger and then flashes the safe, help me, safe thing, whatever that is. And then most people will just keep walking and go, yeah, I think I see that. Like, you see people recognize it and they just keep walking. So maybe the game is they know that we'll just keep walking as long as it doesn't disrupt our world personally. But we lack the foresight to see that we are going to be in that demographic one day that needs the assistance, and it ain't going to be there for you and me. Fake news. It's a hoax. Da, 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 da. Okay, BBC. This was the top story in the BBC News. Personal details of UK special forces and spies were included in Afghan data breach. Top billing. Okay, well, we'll read a little bit about it. Revealed last night that the Ministry of Defense offered to expedite a review of one Afghan's resettlement application after he obtained the leaked data set and posted it on Facebook. Ooh, well, that's a little dangerous. So basically exposing secret officials. well, I guess that's how you fight back. What are you going to do? Okay, ABC News. Maureen Comey, federal prosecutor in Sean Diddy Combs and Ghislaine Maxwell cases, fired, sources say. Comey is the daughter of none other than James Comey, who was the FBI director. And I had to Google this a couple times, and I had to word it like this. What was James Comey in trouble for? Because I said, what did he get, like, you know, what was the lawsuit for, whatever? And it was like, no, they dropped that. The AI overview when I Googled this was, no, they dropped that case. It's like, you have to ask a more specific question. What was he in trouble for during the first Trump administration? And here's what he was in trouble for. He was in trouble for investigating the Hillary Clinton emails, which all disappeared and nothing ever happened, and investigating into the Russian interference with the 2016 election, which got him fired because he was saying that there was interference. If you remember, Comey was like all over the news. It was interference in the 2016 election, but he was in the news during COVID, I thought. And they basically let him go, fired him, because he went against Donald Trump. He went on saying that there was irrefutable proof that there was Russian intervention. And it's like, yeah, there was. There was all kinds of intervention. Maybe it's not even that there was Russian intervention, but there was just Russian communication. It's a big world scale. When I was a kid in the Bush era, there was a move for the New World Order. And I'm guessing we're just living in it. The New World Order is overall control over the globe. I think they realized back then that they couldn't do it from one point. That you had to have like line of sight to another person, line of sight. You had to have an agreement around the globe that we all are on the same page. And here are the basics of what we're going to do. We each get to run ours sort of independently, but we're going to get together and we're going to do war to scare the people back to cleaning their rooms. All right, Yahoo. Oh, I liked this. Fact check. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's introducing a bill to end weather modification and geoengineering. Now, say what you will about this. I mean, she's a bat and a half. When she's speaking, it's like, I don't think she's very smart. But she did introduce a bill to stop geoengineering and cloud seeding. I mean, this is, if anyone is still doubting that there are chemtrails as well as contrails, but that there are chemtrails in the sky, you're not reading or listening or paying attention. The government has admitted it. So it's probably unsafe to keep spraying us down with this shit. Moving on. Thanks, Marjorie. Babies. Here's BBC News. Babies made using three people's DNA are born free of hereditary disease. Now, I read this as threesomes are the future. Am I getting that right? So threesomes is how you fix hereditary. No, what they did was they took the egg of a woman who has hereditary disease and they introduced a different embryo into it. Is that what they did? Eight babies have been born in the UK using genetic material from three people to prevent devastating and often fatal conditions, doctors say. And the method, pioneered by UK scientists, combines the egg and a sperm from a mum and a dad. That always sounds so funny. With a second egg from a donor woman. Okay, so it combines the egg and a sperm from a donor mum and dad and a second egg from a donor woman. The technique has been legal for a decade, but we now have the first proof of it leading to children born free of incurable mitochondrial disease. These conditions are normally passed from mother to child, starving the body of energy. This can cause severe disability, and some babies die within days of being born, which sounds like they've been experimenting on this for years. And what really got me about this is we're up to eight. So in 10 years, how many fetuses have been like born, and then what do they do if it's a bad fetus? Do you think they just let it be born? And then what if you're that fetus and then you're born into a world? And then what if you're able to process that you were an experimental gone wrong? All right, let's move on. Reuters. Oh, I liked this. Meta investors Zuckerberg reached settlement to end $8 billion trial over Facebook privacy litigation. Shareholders sought $8 billion. The FTC fined the company $5 billion in 2019. And the takeaway is Mark Zuckerberg and current and former directors and officers, Jesus, of how many ands in there, of Meta Platforms agreed on Thursday to settle claims seeking $8 billion for the damage they allegedly caused the company by allowing repeated violations of Facebook users' privacy. What's funny is this is just the investors taking advantage of a huge mistake that Meta made, Facebook made, by the real crime was against its users. And the users aren't going to see a dime of this $8 billion. The investors are getting $8 billion because of the crimes that were committed against its users. Oh, hold on. Yeah, we better pump this bad boy up a little bit. This little flamethrower hasn't been pumped up today, but that'll do it. And that'll do it for the bad news. Let's try some good news. Four stories in a row. Paris reopens the Seine River to public swimming after a century-long ban and a $2.3 billion cleanup. And what had to be cleaned up was sewage. Blah. I saw this, two halves of the same fossil stored at different museums reunited to form new species. Now, that's a lot of words to say that actually what had happened was somebody recognized that these are two halves of the same whole. It's not a new species. They had these two species wrong because whoever found this, they found the sediment imprint and the fossil, and they sold the two as two different things to two different museums, and nobody knew for like 100 years. Oh, from the 30s. So yeah, 95 years, somebody double dipped on this find, and that just goes to prove, okay, if ever you were looking to question what we know in science, this is it. Because also in the good news was something about largest black hole merger ever observed detected by LIGO. Now, we take these images of space, we make it a graphic image, which is what this is. This is not what the actual machine sees. And then we say what we know what we're talking about when we can't even tell the difference between two halves of the same fucking rock. Oh, animals react to secret sounds from plants that we couldn't hear until now. I thought that was kind of neat. Moths lay their eggs on plants. And if you've ever grown weed, you know that sucks because they just travel over, eat everything, poop on it, kill the plant. And if it's a money plant, well, that sucks. So I guess some plants make a popcorn popping noise. And a group of scientists decided to test the plants. That you can't hear it, but if you mic it with a tiny microphone, you can. And I guess the moths can too. So when they hear that popping noise, they don't. So I guess hay bear does work. Well, I was wrong. Guys, that's been it. This has been fun. My name's Ray. You can adjust your shorts back down to their normal level. Kick yourselves. Wait, yeah, kick yourselves in the ass and get this Thursday going. We will see you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.